what you can imagine, because we only know as far as we've seen or that we can imagine. So to have something outside of that, quite often it does take an outside influence to drop things in. Say, hey, have you thought about this? Hey, I think you can do that. And really, so really absorbing that outside information, I think is so critical to making that step outside of our normal bubble. I kinda like you.
Welcome to the Women Action Takers podcast, where we bring you uplifting, inspirational, and motivational action takers who are making a positive impact on the planet. I'm your hostess, Linda Sunshine West of Living Live. My passion is to help driven women entrepreneurs gain confidence to ask for their worth, clarity to attract clients to them, and focus to get faster results. My motto is be seen, be known. This podcast, as well as everything I do, is born out of that motto. Hey, let's take action now and get on with the show.
Wow, we have a really great show today, because are you a person who has ever felt like, you know, you were fed up with your life or like you weren't sure what to do next? I myself have been there many, many times. As a person who has had 49 jobs, as you can imagine, I made a lot of transitions along the route, right? And so my next guest, Kathy Dirksen, she helps people to make those transitions in their life. And there's different areas that we want to transition in. We're going to talk to Kathy today to find out how she can help you to make those transitions. So listen up. Kathy, I'm excited to have you. You've been a client of mine for almost 2 years now, and I don't even know how we met. Do you remember how we met?
Yes, I do. It was Katarina. Oh, what's her last name?
Oh, Katarina Kozias.
Yes, yes.
That's right. Yeah, Katarina. I've known Katarina for a couple of years. Katarina Kozias, she helps people with their presence, you know, helping them, you know, gain confidence in their presence. And so that's right. She connected us because I was doing a book called Invisible No More, Invincible Forevermore. And she thought that you would be a great fit for the book. So I do remember that now. That's awesome. And so I'm curious, how did you and Karina meet that you guys ended up having this relationship where you started, you know, she started, you know, sending people to you.
And well, with Katarina, I met her she was part of a summit, actually. She was speaking on the summit, and I really liked her message and her style. And I thought, I want to talk to this lady. So I sent her a message, and she was actually really responsive, got back to me right away. And then she told me about her programs, and she had different programs about, like you said, sort of being comfortable on the camera, how to present yourself. She even gave me some tips around things like how to approach different types of media people for different kinds of interactions, if you wanted to be on podcasts or in a newspaper or other things like that. So she gave me some tips around that as well, because she's worked in the news and other on-screen things for many, many years, even before all this COVID stuff made us go virtual. So yeah, no, she was great. We worked together for a while, and we message back and forth still sometimes. She's always, always open to hearing what's going on and that sort of thing. So no, she's been great. And yeah, awesome. She connected me with people like yourself that have been I think we'll be lifelong friends.
Yeah, I agree. And that's one thing, you know, for me, like I love collaboration. I love connections, you know, connecting people. And so I love to hear stories about how people meet other people, because That's the one thing is sometimes we forget about how powerful our connections can be. And so for the type of work that you're doing now, you know, I want to get into like how you got into it and, you know, like what moved you to that, you know, doing this type of work, because you're talking about transitioning. So I myself, you know, I'm as a book publisher, that wasn't something I always was. You know, I was a legal secretary for 20 years. Why would I become a book publisher, you know, to move into that area? And it's through the transitions, the different transitions that I've gone through in my life that have directed to me where I am. The question is, are we directing ourselves, or are we allowing our lives to be directed for us? And I think this is where you come in, Kathy, right? As you help people to reignite that life within them. There was like a burning desire in us when we were young. And then sometimes it gets squelched, it gets dampered. And then it's time, like at a, you know, maybe at a later age, we're ready to really burst out into the world and say, here I am, I'm ready to face the world head on. And that's where Kathy comes in. You know, her company, Inspired Tenacity, that it just says itself right there, Inspired Tenacity, right? So first of all, I want to dive into, how did you name your company? Because you could have named it anything, but you named it Inspired Tenacity. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, I actually came up with it a few years ago when I was going through a lot of big transitions myself. So I was going through a divorce in the midst of that, and I jumped into a complete career change. And I think just the challenges and the things that were required to keep me moving forward and to really reach my goals and to make a big life transition like that, especially two big ones all at the same time, it just came to my mind, this Inspired Tenacity. And in my mind, those are the huge components of making big transitions. So first you need that inspiration of what you want to do next and what your goals are, but then you need that tenacity to just keep going, because that's usually what stops people from really making big changes, is they get started, they get an idea, but then things get in the way and they just, it just seems too much, or, you know, their fear takes over, or other people's opinions take over. And next thing you know, you're right back to where you were before. And so that tenacity, it's one of my favorite words. Just keep at it. And eventually you'll get over those hurdles and onto the other side. And this is kind of like crossing the bridge, right? If you don't keep going, you're not going to get to the other side.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, talking about that tenacity, you know, and tapping into that. And so is this something that, have you always been that way, or is this something that you gained later in life? Like, if you, as you look back on your own life, were you like me? I used to be just terrified of so many different things. That's why I faced a fear every day for a year, because I had so many fears. But now I have grown through that, and now I face fears because I'm scared. So I myself have changed, you know, into a different person. So I'm curious, have you always been tenacious? Have you always been this person that, like, okay, I got this, I'm going to keep going, and nothing's going to get in my way. You know, I want to hear, have you always been that way?
Well, it's an interesting question. And I think in the book that we just finished working on, the Invisible No More, Invincible Forevermore book, I think working on that book really sort of helped me think back to those times in life and what were those phases I went through. And definitely as a kid, I think I was just very quiet and kind of a, you know, a people pleaser, and just, I'm a middle child, you know, always, I'm the one that puts things back together again and brings the peace back, right? So I think it really wasn't until I was in my 20s, to the late teens into my 20s, when I really did discover that I really can do anything I put my mind to. And that's when I started making bigger changes and taking, like you say, taking that control myself of what was coming up and what was going to be next and those sorts of things. And so I think that's when I really discovered and dug into the whole thing of just keep at it, keep going, and develop that tenacity. So I think it is something we develop.
When you had a mantra that you, you know, during your divorce time, there was a mantra that you created, was chin up, keep moving, I think, if I remember correctly. And so what was it that created that mantra? What was there a need for you to do that? You know, did you feel that was necessary for you to be able to keep moving forward?
Yeah, and that was mainly around my divorce and all the huge changes I had to go through with that. And, you know, splitting up the marriage, selling the house, starting all over again. I had two teenagers with me at the time. And as you can imagine, there was a lot of times that things weren't that easy and that there was huge challenges and just, you know, emotional things, financial things, situational things, just so many things came flying at me in the middle of all of that. And that was, you know, I guess one of the big tests of that tenacity was getting through all of that. And yeah, that's, again, it came to my mind and it really hit home. And, you know, and as I've described in some of those books too, that sometimes that was all I had to hang on to, was just those words that I would just drill into my head and, you know, keep emphasizing and just holding on to them. Sometimes that was all there was to hang on to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fascinating how we all are different, right? Every single one of us is different, the way we operate, the way we do things in our lives, and what works for one person may not work for another person, but sometimes it takes an outside person like you to help us to tap into that and to find what it is within us that we need so that we can keep moving forward without the assistance. And so I'm curious, you know, have you had people that you've worked with that that have helped you through those challenges or helped you through those valleys? Because we have peaks and valleys in life, right? That's part of the journey. So have you had people in your own life that have helped you through those valleys?
Well, definitely I've found that connecting with a community, especially communities of women that I've found that are so supportive and encouraging and just very much focused on we're all in this together. We're all going through stuff. Let's be on each other's side. Let's listen to what we're trying to do. And sometimes it quite often does take someone on the outside of your life to be that person, because in most cases, our family and our immediate friends, they just want to protect you. And so they are generally telling you not to make big changes or jump into things that seem crazy. And so while they're telling you, don't do that or be careful and those sorts of things, sometimes you need someone who's not that immediate contact person to say, hey, you know, you've got a good idea. I think this sounds really important to you. You need to keep doing it. So really connecting with the communities has been what's really helped me a lot.
Yeah, and boy, that's so true, because the family doesn't really understand, because how I like to explain it is that, you know, my family sees me as that 5-year-old little girl still, even though I'm 58, like my older sister still sees me as that 5-year-old person, you know, that 8-year-old, the one that she used to babysit. So she's still trying to protect me, not realizing that I do have my own mind and my own ideas and thoughts, and they might not be the same or similar at all, you know, to my family. And so I love how you said that, because it is important. Like I believe in coaches. I've had many, many coaches, mentors. I still have coaches, mentors to this day. And I believe in them because they see things in me that I don't see about myself. And I believe that the coaching is what really helps us to bring out in, you know, from ourselves that which lies within that we might be too scared to tap into, because it's so much bigger than we can imagine. It really, really is. And so I'm curious.
I think that's a key point right there, what you can imagine, because we only know as far as we've seen or that we can imagine. So to have something outside of that, quite often it does take an outside influence to drop things in, say, hey, have you thought about this? Hey, I think you can do that. And really absorbing that outside information, I think it's so critical to making that step outside of our normal bubble. And again, most of our family and friends are in that original bubble. So if we want to go outside of that, then we need to connect with people and other trainings and wisdom that is beyond that.
Yeah. Oh, so true. Because they, you know, people see things in us that we don't see in ourselves. And just like you said, I can only imagine as far as I can imagine to this moment. So if I meet somebody and they open my eyes to more possibilities, next thing I know, I'm imagining further, but I couldn't have imagined further without those words that person shared with me. So I do love how, it just fascinates me how the brain is and how we have much more control than we can ever imagine, because we haven't been there yet. So finding somebody who has been there, who has done that, who has already done the trek, who's already taken the steps that I can follow in their footsteps and save myself time. You know, time is the most precious commodity we have on this planet. Oh, yes. So if I can save time, you know, by connecting with somebody who's going to help me to short circuit that time to be doing what I really, really love doing, spending time doing what I absolutely love doing, then that's definitely something I want to do. And with that, I want to talk about, because you do offer a complimentary session, you know, for people to connect with you. You have, was it a 30-minute call? I think it is a discovery call, 30-minute.
Yeah. So the 30-minute call is really just an intro, hey, let's get started kind of thing. And then I've also got my kickstart 45-minute call. And that one will actually really start digging into some of those things. So really start that little kickstart to move on to the next phase of change. But
awesome. And we'll have both of those links in the, you know, in the comments or in the chat there, whatever the word is. It's going to be there for you to click on. It'll be over there, wherever over there is, for you to click on. So go ahead and connect with Kathy. Make sure you get on one of those calls. And Kathy, also, you have a free gift for us, Reignite Your Life, the top 8 strategies for getting more out of your life. I would love to know, like, what can you share with us one of those top 8 strategies?
Sure. And that ebook is a starting point. It's a starting point of really just thinking about what's next. So it includes a few things, such as, you know, if there was something in your mind that you thought you would like to do, like a hobby or a change in career, to go talk to someone who's actually doing those things and get a better idea of what's actually involved and what it might take. And so say it's a hobby, say you want to go scuba diving. And so if you go talk to someone who actually does scuba diving or teaches scuba diving right now, then you'll get an idea of what kind of equipment you need, what's the steps that you would need to take to become able to do that sort of thing. So, and I think that's, you know, usually a big starting point for people, that we might have an idea of what we might want to do next, but we often get stuck right there.
Yeah.
It stays in that gray area of what is that and what does that mean and what's that going to look like? Whereas if you take that next step to actually talk to somebody who can give you a clearer idea or help you with some tools of this is what you should do next, then that moves you along quite quickly.
Yeah, that's so true, because we have ideas all day long. I think there was something... The numbers I heard, I don't know how this is possible, but I heard we get like 36,000 ideas a day, or thoughts, 36,000 thoughts a day. Wow. That's because they're happening on the surface and they're happening subconsciously as well. Like, things are happening subconsciously that we don't even know are happening because they're subconscious, right? And so it is interesting, when I have an idea, what's one of the first things I was like, oh my God, I have this great idea. It's so fantastic. And then I start talking about it, and then people are like, I don't get it, you know? And then we start to doubt ourselves, right? So, but if we reach out to the right people, those people, again, like you said, those who are already doing it, then we can talk to them and find out, what are the steps for me to take to be able to do what you're doing? But if we talk to people who don't get it, we're going to start have self-doubt. And the doubt is not warranted, because there are people out there, we just don't know who they are. So we need to reach out to those people. So I do have... one final question, Kathy, for all of my guests, I love to ask this question. And that is, what is one action step our audience can take today, tomorrow, or next week that will uplevel their personal and or professional life? One action step.
One action step. Oh, I'm trying to think of what the best one is. Obviously, the first one would be connecting with me so I can
exactly help you with some things, but hello.
Beyond that, I would go back to connecting with community that will both support you and encourage you and give you new ideas.
And how do you do that? Like, what is a technique we can use to connect with community? What do you suggest?
Well, for me, especially around COVID, when, you know, things are shutting down and everybody's really going online, I was very systematic and conscious about how and who I approached. So parts of what I would do would be thinking about, okay, what kinds of groups? So in my case, I was looking for women's organizations, specifically like 50 plus or middle-aged women in that group. And then specifically looking for ones that were focused on positive messaging, positive action, and what was going on. So it's funny how sometimes you'll hear people talk about how their social media is so full of negative stuff that they really hate even going on there. But mine doesn't include any of that, because those weren't the people I was connecting with, and those aren't the people I give a thumbs up to their posts. So they don't even show up on mine. My social media is just people that are giving that positive, encouraging messaging. So that's perfect.
Yeah, mine too. And what's interesting about that, that could be an additional first step, right? Or additional one step to take, is to go comb through your social media and delete those people in your social media that you see their name or you see a post that they do, and it gives you a little like turning of your stomach or something. And that's your body saying that something doesn't align with who you are. And so maybe I did that. I used to have 5,000, you know, Facebook friends, and then I got rid of 1,000. I went back up to 5,000. I just kept playing that game of, you know, up and down. And then I decided one day I was going to delete 3,500. So I deleted 3,500 Facebook friends. Some of them I shouldn't have, you know, because they were like, why'd you delete me? But you know, it wasn't because they did anything negative. It's just, I actually had my VA just go through and delete 3,500 random people. She didn't know who they were. So it's interesting though, because it really changed, like you said, it changed my social media, the way it looks. You know, I have positive, uplifting people that I'm connected to, and those positive, uplifting people post positive content. So my Facebook is filled with positivity. If there's any negative stuff on there, I delete that person. I don't have any time for that. I don't have any time for that. I don't need to tell them why. I don't even need to tell them that I have deleted them. So it's interesting. Oftentimes we let ourselves just get in this, you know, this headspace of like, oh, well, what'll they think of me if I delete them? You know what? It's okay. It's okay. Just tell them it was an accident. If it was, just tell them it was an accident. Like, because when I had my VA deleting all these people, somebody actually posted in a Facebook the other day. She said, I can't believe you deleted me. And it was a comment on somebody else's post that had nothing to do with that. And so she really like called me out. And so I went back and I looked at our messages with each other. She put on the post that I had, that all I ever did was try to sell her stuff. And I never, you know, created a conversation with her. And so I went and I looked back through all of our conversations. And I only one time did I offer to quote unquote sell her something, and it was a free thing. So it was kind of interesting how her perception, my point here is that her perception was that this is who I was, is this sells. But then I looked through it and there was not a single thing that was selling her anything except for inviting her to a free event. And it was interesting. And I realized that, you know, I'm so glad I deleted that person as a friend on Facebook, because I don't want somebody who fabricates stories about me, you know, especially going to post it out there on social media. Well, anyway, I ended up deleting her, and then she ended up deleting all of her comments because, you know, I kept on showing her I'll share all of our messages if you want, so you can see exactly where, like, I maybe shouldn't have called her out like that, but, you know, I felt like it was interesting. So I'm going to share this. What was interesting here is that I felt like I was starting to defend myself, and that's when I stopped, because I didn't realize that that's kind of like the position I was taking. But if what she said was true, that would have been different.
Yes.
But what she said was completely opposite of, I mean, I helped her. I called her. I helped her with some things. I helped her create some videos. You know, like, I was always helping her. All the messages show exactly what the conversations were. And so I found it interesting that here I was just defending myself, you know? So thinking about that, so let's, you know, open up the conversation again, Kathy. So, you know, as far as that conversation goes, because you help people with transition. So say that conversation, you were having a conversation with somebody, you found that, wow, you're really on the defense, lady, you know, what's going on with you? So how would you help somebody like me to make that, you know, I myself was able to fix it. Because I noticed, I was like, oh my gosh, this is where I'm going. I don't want to be here. And I just pulled myself out of it because I've done a lot of work, right? But how would you pull somebody out of that? Somebody who's like diving down that spiral that is moving them to a place that doesn't feel good. How do you help them out of something like that?
I think the first thing to always remember in a situation like that is usually what we see and hear from someone like that is not the story. That's the stuff that's getting thrown out of them because of how they're feeling, but it's usually not the real story. So helping people to really stop for a second and kind of think about, where is this coming from? Like, what are you really feeling? What's actually behind what you're really feeling? You know, whether it's something at home in their relationship, whether it's a financial thing, whether they've got cancer or their partner's got cancer, or there's so many things that just, well, we're so stressed about things, we lash out or we do things that aren't really anything to do with the real problem. So I find that getting people to slow down for a second and then think in a bigger picture, think more broadly about what's going on. And especially in the work that I do, like we were saying, that, you know, a lot of it is helping women go through big transitions. And part of it was they were feeling stuck and they were feeling like what I'm doing is wrong, but not knowing anything beyond that. So kind of getting them to stop and think, okay, what were the things I did want to do? What were the things that excite me? What, how would I like my life to be instead? Think about that side of it. And then from there, start moving forward again with, okay, that's what I want. This is how I'm going to go there. Because so often we just get caught in that day-to-day stuff and we get wrapped up in those emotions that we just react to instead of, you know, really responding to in a logical, conscious way. So to me, that's always, again, stop, step back, think about where this is coming from. How do we change it? How do we move forward? And not just reacting to what's happening in front of you, because that's only, I guess it's like the iceberg, right? That's the part you can see, but it's really not the real part of it. No, not the stuff that's really having the impact.
I love that. So is like taking the emotion part out of it and moving into the logical brain. Yes, sometimes I notice that I have to do that. I'm getting into an emotional state and then I have to check in and say, okay, what's going on here? And then move into the logical state of mind. And when I do that and I move into that logical state of mind is when I move forward. But as long as I stay stuck, like you said, you know, stuck in that or beating my head against the wall, against that particular thing, whatever that is, and I stay stuck there because I'm letting my emotions take over, I do stay stuck. And so moving into that headspace and saying, you know, what's going on here? Stop thinking, you know, stop and then think like you just said. So I love that. I love that. That is so good. And so, you know, if you're sitting here listening to this and you're feeling like you have too many, maybe you feel like you have too many emotions that are going on in you and they're preventing you from moving forward, reach out to Kathy. If you're sitting there in a career and you're not really sure what you're doing, you feel like every day you're going to the office and you're beating your head against the wall, or you're working remotely, whatever, beating your head against the wall and you want a change, you're not really sure how, you're scared to make the change, reach out to Kathy and see if she can help you to move forward. We're talking about transition. When we're making transitions in life, sometimes it's easy to do ourselves and sometimes we need the assistance from somebody else who is an outside force, who doesn't have any emotional connection to it, because they're the ones who can see the reality of what we need in order to move us forward. Also, they will see the brilliance in you way before you'll see the brilliance in yourself, and they will be the ones that will be able to help you to make that step forward. And remember, what is it? Chin up, keep moving. Chin up, keep moving. Chin up, keep moving.
You got Kathy, it.
Kathy, I want to thank you so much. Again, this is Kathy Dirksen with Inspired Tenacity. I'll have all her links in the notes below. So please connect with her. Get on that 30-minute call. She has a 45-minute call, a free ebook. You know, you just connect with Kathy. Okay. That's all I'm going to end it with. Just connect with Kathy. Everybody have an amazing day. And Kathy, is there anything you'd like to finalize? You know, one last word.
Well, thank you, Linda, for having me on your podcast. It's been fun. And yeah, like you said, chin up, keep moving and bring life to your life.
Oh, I love that. Awesome. Everybody have a great day and we'll see you. This is Linda Sunshine West with Women Action Takers. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. I kinda like you.
Wow, that was an awesome show. If you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends and family and give us a 5-star review. While you're at it, please subscribe. The Women Action Takers podcast is always looking for amazing women action takers just like you to be interviewed. If you're interested in being on the podcast, see the link in the show notes. See you next time.